I would have to say Josh Allen, just because I think we've seen him perform better in playoff games against the Chiefs than we've seen Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. You go back to that AFC Championship game a couple of seasons ago that was in Baltimore. The Ravens came in rolling. It was their year. They were all set to do it, and they played basically their worst game of the year that day against the Chiefs. Last year in Buffalo, Lamar Jackson goes in there with a team that really hadn't been turning the ball over, and they commit several key turnovers in a loss to Buffalo in the divisional round. Whereas while Josh Allen hasn't gotten over the hump, we've seen him play some masterful games against the Chiefs and in playoff games.
Dan Graziano, who will beat Mahomes in the playoffs first? Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Graziano going with Allen. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, 803-0550. What am I looking at? I am looking at something called an Uncrusta Burger. Would this interest you? From the Lucy Burge account. She likes to comment on food, which that's how I usually find out about these kind of things that are at ball games, ballparks, and in this case, the Minnesota State Fair.
All right. You've got my attention.
Uncrusta Burger. Want to guess what this is going to be? Yeah, you kind of have to know the reference. I mean, maybe you do.
Aren't Uncrustables like a prepackaged kid snack, peanut butter and jelly,
exactly,
but
right,
without crust, right? Uncrustables?
Exactly right.
Okay.
A 4-ounce hamburger patty with cheese, pickles, and special sauce, sandwiched between two deep-fried peanut butter and grape jelly Uncrustables.
I'm good. No. That doesn't have to be terrible. I've never.
Right.
I've never.
Doesn't have to be.
First, I don't know. 10 years ago, longer maybe. I saw peanut butter, you know, offered at a gourmet burger place. I've never taken the plunge, so I can't speak to it. But it is something that's been around a long time, so it's not completely foreign. I don't know about jelly. Necessarily on a burger, like sweet grape jam or something like that. That doesn't sound like a good thing to me. But the peanut butter, and I like peanut butter a lot, I've never been able to get to, like, I'm going to try that burger with the peanut butter on it. I just can't do it. I don't know. Mostly because I don't like when peanut butter, I don't even like putting peanut butter on toast when toast is too warm out of the toaster. I need it to cool off. So I do not like when peanut butter gets liquefied at all. I want it to be a firm foundational structure to the sandwich. Like, it starts oozing out the side of the sandwich. You lost me. I need a bib now. So anyway, peanut butter on a burger, that's going to be hot. Melted cheese, I don't know.
It doesn't appeal to me at all.
Does not get me there.
No.
I bet there are people who swear by it because, like I said, it's on these menus and has been for 20 years, so it's not like some fly-by-night idea. But
no, it isn't. You're right. It's been around.
Just not ever got me curious enough to go, yeah, I'll do that. I think the first place I saw it was like peanut butter and like jalapenos or something. And like, again, no,
okay.
That's not jiving for me, but you know, I respect you. It must work for a lot of people. So yeah, I'm not going to the Minnesota State Fair?
The Minnesota State Fair.
What's going on already, or are they just previewing it?
I don't know.
It seems early for a state fair, but what the hell do I know about Minnesota?
I not a lot.
Like, state fair season seems like August to me, but.
Really?
Anyway, yeah. Maybe they have them at all different times of the year. Maybe it's too hot in August in Minnesota.
I have no idea. I know nothing about the subject. Mm-hmm. When are there state fairs? I guess summer, I would say. Yeah, summer. Syracuse.
Right.
Is where we have our state fair.
Yeah.
Drive by it a lot.
I've never been to the state fair.
Never. Neither have I. No. Not ruling it out. Someday. Well, what? I pretty much am. I can't imagine why I'd ever be there.
Yeah.
I just...
There would have to be some concert happening that is just like, I can't skip this. It's going to be the last time I might be able to see blank, or the old, you know, maybe I've never seen blank, whatever. Something like that is what it would take to get me, I think, to the state fair at this point.
Mm-hmm. 803-0550 if you want to tell us about your state fair experiences. No, we really aren't. Personally, yes, but for the purposes of all this, not that interested. not interested really in that. I am interested, though, and maybe so are you, in a tweet by Jared Smola today from Draft Sharks, pointing out how Josh Allen's rushing production has been in decline over the last few years. Does it feel like it? The only thing I think about with this is now 2 seasons ago, where they pretty much told you they were going to cut back on that.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing where Bean talked about, Brandon Bean talked about, you know, do we need you to take off in week two or whatever the exact quote was. And you had Allen sliding in week three, I think it was, against Washington and talking after the game about how he won a bet because he did it. Like there was a, I think there was a mandate to bring that down. And then they were 6-6 and they're just like, you know,
and he just
screw it.
Went crazy, right?
That didn't, you know, really help us. Now we have to go. Jared tweeted about how, in terms of carries per game and designed carries per game.
See, that's a big key.
They have gone down mostly 4 years in a row. Carries per game, Allen spiked from 7.2 to 7.8 in 2022, and then 6.5, 6.0 since. Not a huge drop. Designed carries per game, 21 to 24, 4.2, 4.2, 3.6, 3.5.
Right. That's not surprising. Designed, I'm glad that it's specified there. I'm never even like sure where to go look for that. But like his rushing is not all the, it's not all created equal, right? Their dependency on it, how often they want to, you know, break the glass in case of emergency. It's you know, just looking at the football card stats, if you will, it can be hard to determine that because he's taken off on plays that they might have wanted him to throw the football, but it didn't work out. And, you know, he gains 20 yards and everybody's like, oh, what a play. Great. Thank God he can run. So it stands to reason that just over time they would, you know, they're backing up what they're saying. They don't call on it as often design-wise. But once you're playing, it's hard to stop him from doing, you know, you're not going to tell him what to do when he feels pressure. Like, he's the one out there on the field. He feels pressure. You hope he's right about it and doesn't bail out too soon, but he's going to get out of there. Get out of there. But yeah, it you know, it's funny though that how the touchdowns have really spiked. I mean, we started out do we have the touchdown bet his first year here?
I think second.
Okay. Because, you know, 9, 9, 8, 6, 7, and then 15 and 12 the last 2 years. That's really where their version of the sneak, the tush-push type thing, I think it's really been the last 2 years that they started really utilizing that as sort of like a specialty that they do. And I'm really curious to see what they do with it after getting sort of it being unsuccessful against Kansas City a couple of times. But the touchdowns have really spiked, but the yards are down quite a bit.
Right. When he, I've said this many times, but when he showed up, I had no concept of what he could be as a runner. You know, for the most part over the years, quarterbacks running, it's bad when that happens. Like, you don't want your offense to feature that at all. Feature is even going too far. Like, you don't want an offense where the quarterback is scrambling all the time. You know, it just means what? The protection is breaking down. Nobody's open. It's like a desperation.
He doesn't see it well enough to know what to do.
Right, yeah,
It can be a bad sign.
It used to be all about that. Like, hang in there. And then Allen comes along, and he's jumping over Anthony Barr in, like, his first win. And suddenly you have this, I mean, a specimen. And he's running over guys. Everything we've all seen. And I never thought about that at all. I always loved Jackson in college, and Jackson was the best runner at the quarterback position ever. Like, there was no even debate about that. And you could see that in the highlights. I mean, there hardly were even Josh Allen highlights.
Right.
And so he has this element, and that touchdown bet with you and also with another friend, he had 8 rushing touchdowns as a rookie in 12 games. I'm like, that's never happening again.
Right, and the bet was like 6.5, I think, if I remember right. Yeah, the next year was like he's not going to – because he had 8, and so you set the line at 6.5, and yeah.
He had 9 he had next 9, year.
Right.
You said the numbers maybe. 9, 8, 9, 6, 7, 15, 12.
Yeah.
It's just always blows my mind to think about like where he's at career-wise in rushing touchdowns. 65 in the regular season only. People talk about this. Didn't it come up once or twice here this week? The Cam Newton comparison. It was Jeremy Kahn from Baltimore who said it. A lot of people say it. Jackson, in comparison, I mean, Jackson avoids the big hits.
Right.
Allen almost looks like he's looking for them sometimes, like one of those running backs.
Mm-hmm.
And Cam Newton, who's big like Allen, of course, kind of flamed out pretty young.
Yeah, he broke down physically.
And, you know, Allen saying all that, for whatever it's worth, I mean, he's got the streak going of consecutive starts. He hasn't been somebody that, you know, he's played through a couple of things, but he hasn't been somebody that's missed time. I just wonder if there's any reason to try to predict that with him. You know, is that something Jared's tweet about rushes? It's not, again, a steep decline, but it's there. Is that something that's on the Bills' mind? Not just risk of injury on a given play,
mm-hmm.
but
long range.
You only have so many hits in you.
Yeah, it should be. I'd be surprised if it's not. I'll put it that
it
way.
Should I mean, be.
These people worked with Cam Newton.
That's right.
So they would know. And that's why I think it's good anytime you can differentiate designed runs versus scrambles. Because the designed run is obviously that's the coaching staff, that's Joe Brady saying, we need this play and we're going to count on you to do it. And the scrambles are really out of their control. I mean, they can tell them to curtail it and be careful and whatever, but you got to be very cautious about doing that. You don't want to mess up, get bad swing thoughts in his head. You know, oh, coach said not, whatever. Just let him, he's got to play. But yeah, I think from very early on, like once he established himself as one of the very best, boy, I would hope that they're thinking about, you know, 15 years, you know, in the big scheme of things here and not just, you know, leave it all out there. Yeah, the way they've talked anyway would indicate that they're at least aware of it. Whether they're actually doing anything about it, I mean, I can't tell you, but I'd be surprised if they're not.
803-0550 to comment. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. We'll be right back. This is WGR.